Okay, Mike. Yeah, I got Dave down there, W9DTE. Not typically how we do it, but we'll go ahead and let it slide. Why not? At least the thought was there, right? Must be busy or something, or maybe can't reach the repeater. But anyway, well, let's see. If you want to do your articles now, we can go ahead and get those done. They're not, if they're really long and you got more than two, maybe just do keep it to two and save the other two for next week, or however you want to do it. But if there are a few short ones, then do them all. So we'll hand it over to you there, Mike. AC9HO, net control, over to N9OKA. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. I have two articles. One's a little lengthy. We'll see what happens here. It's another STU report. I have another STU report on here. And unlicensed radio operator who has been convicted of jamming a local repeater several times has just been issued yet another FCC warning. Duh. Acting on several interference complaints from amateur radio operators in California, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has issued a warning to a radio operator who has a long history of unlicensed disruption and illegal transmission on a local repeater. I don't have crayons or the time to draw this clown a picture. What do you do? let's see. The FCC sent a notice of unlicensed operation in late May to Jack Gerritsen of Bell, California, saying that in March, agents with this direction finding equipment had verified what reports of his two-meter transmission on a local repeater. The FCC said that agents heard him make statements over the year using the phrase, Jack is back, identifying himself. Over the past 20 years, Gerritsen's encounters with the local or with the legal system and FCC have landed him in court and prison. He received a one-year sentence in 2000 following his conviction in the state court of interfering with the Highway Patrol's radio system. Upon his release, he took and passed his technician-level exam, receiving the amateur radio call sign of KG6IRZIRO. The FCC revoked the license grant days later, in November 2001, after realizing Gerritsen had been convicted of public safety interference and that the license was granted mistakenly, according to various reports. He remained an on-air presence despite that. FCC records show he was later sent a forfeiture order of $21,000 for interfering with Coast Guard auxiliary communications with a sailing vessel.
CMN Network.
For malicious interference with radio and unlicensed transmissions. He was fined and sentenced to 7 years in prison. The latest notice from the FCC dated the 28th of May gives him 10 days to respond and orders him to immediately halt all transmissions. Good grief. Okay, article number two is just FYI, if you anyone out there knows a person that's trying to get their new license, technician class, I've got this article here that deals with that. It's a reminder to any candidate studying for the technician class exam that a new pool of questions takes effect on the 1st of July. The question pool is to be used for any technician exams being given after that date. The ARRL and the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators reports that all major study materials have been updated to reflect the content of the new questions which were released earlier this year. And that's my two articles. 7-3's back to net control.